I am not afraid of whatever may come tomorrow, because I know the one who holds tomorrow. Whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus my Lord is there for me. Even my dream, I say the plan Satan has for me, I'm not afraid. My Lord can change night to day. Whatever Satan may plan for my life, Jesus my Lord will see me through. Be it vision or evil prophecy brought to me, they can't move me. Ancient of Days is my Lord. No vision can change his good plan for me. Whatever Jesus says is the final. If enemies come with curses, juju, or witchcraft, they can't harm me. The word of God has declared, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. On this I stand. It cannot fail. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Do you really mean any weight? Oh yes, it can carry any weight. What about the weight of sickness? Sicknesses, surely it can carry any weight. The weight of the attacks of enemies, truly it can carry any weight. The weight of all the arrows of Satan, no exception, it can carry any weight. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. To sing. Afraid of whatever may come tomorrow, because I know the one who was tomorrow. Whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus my Lord is there for me. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can't carry any weight. Do you really mean any weight?
Oh yes, it can't carry any weight.
What about the weight of sicknesses? The weight of the attacks of enemies. The weight of all the arrows of Satan. No exception.
Anyway. I am standing on the solid
ground, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Even my dream, I see that plan Satan has for me. I'm not afraid, my Lord can change night to day. Whatever Satan may plan for my life, Jesus, my Lord, we see me through. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Do you really mean any weight? Oh, yes. Anyway, what about the weight of sicknesses?
Anyway,
the
the weight of the attacks of enemies. The weight of all the arrows of Satan, no exception.
Anyway, I am standing on the solid rock,
where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid,
it can hide anyway.
Imitation or evil prophecy brought to me, they can't move me. Agent of this is my Lord, no vision can change his good plan for me. What Jesus says is the final.
I am standing on the solid rock,
where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid,
it can't carry anyway.
Do you really mean anyway?
Oh yes, it can carry anyway.
What about the weight of sicknesses? The weight of the attacks of enemies. The weight of all the arrows of Satan, no exception.
Anyway, I am standing on the solid
ground, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid,
it can fall anyway.
If enemies come with curses, juju or witchcraft, they can't harm me. The word of God has declared, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. On this I stand, it cannot fail.
I am standing on the solid rock,
where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Do you really mean any weight? What about the weight of sicknesses? The weight of the attacks of enemies. The weight of all the arrows of Satan, no exception. It can carry any weight.
I am standing on the solid rock,
where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Amen. God is great.
We shall pray. Blessed Father, we are so thankful to you today for being there for us in every situation. Thank you so much because of your faith, because of your faithfulness, because of your favor, because of your kindness. Thank you so much for ministering to us and blessing our lives. Glory be to your name in Jesus' name. Lord, we are here to hear your word again. We want you to please come and talk to our hearts. Talk to us in the language we understand. and that which you want us to do as a result of hearing your word. Let the power to do it exactly the way you want it done fall upon us in Jesus' name. May we not hear the word in vain, but let it perfect your work in our lives. Forever we will love you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. A very good amen. Shall we be seated? We are going firstly to Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. And it says, "Then they that fear the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." Yoruba fashion says, "The Lord Oluwa teti." English says, "And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written." Now, what the Holy Ghost drew my attention to are the two words, hearkened, heard. That scripture does not only say God hearkened. Neither does it only say God heard. It says God hearkened and heard. You know the meaning? God was actually in attendance. He was actually a participant. He was actually a listener. He actually listened before hearing. And then he took the rest of the actions. What I told myself is that, does God really need to hearken before hearing? What I will say tomorrow, doesn't God know it today? Come. What any preacher will say next year, God knows it today. But God sometimes limits himself, though he's unlimited. But sometimes he limits himself because of something he wants to achieve. So he brought himself to a situation whereby he will need to sit down and actually listen to the message before hearing it. So the Bible says a hacking. The hacking there is talking about setting your ear like a trap. That's what the Yoruba call keti or deti or teti. Keti, deti, teti. They are all talking about setting your ear like a trap. So that every word that is coming out, you are catching. What I now told the Yoruba brethren is that if God will come and listen, and you that he wants to bless will be too busy to come, or will be too busy to listen, if the blessing he promised refused to come to your life, who is to blame? I've told you before, don't forget this truth. The Bible says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. It is the truth that you know that will set you free. It is the truth that you know that will set you free. And that is one of the reasons why you must be there when the truth of the word of God is being explained, so that you will know it to the extent that it can set you free. One of the truths I have told you is that the promises of God contained in the Bible are made with the understanding that we will do what God says we should do, then it will be to us the way he says it will be to us. If we refuse to say what to do what he says we will do, it will not be to us the way he said it will be to us. You need to get that clear. The fearers of God, we are told in that scripture, were actually gathering together to talk to one another. And each time, God was in attendance, listening, hearing. Then after he has done that, he wrote a book of remembrance on their behalf. I told the Yoruba brethren that what that suggests to me is that he actually wrote, "Brother Alagbaja was in attendance. Mr. Alagbaja came. Mr. Alagbaja came. Yes, that mama, he came. That one, he came." I think that was what he was writing. And then allocating to each of them what their lives need. In case he wrote after your name, "Oh, that one," he did not really come because he was all the while staying in the toilet. He did not really come because he came so late that when they were entering into the presence of God, he was not available to enter along with them. So he was outside throughout the period of the fellowship. What does he write about you? When? I'm not preaching about Malachi today. I'm preaching about why every believer must allocate so much time to hearing the word of God. why every believer must allocate so much time to hearing the word of God. Everybody say it. I don't like that your response. Why every believer must allocate so much time to hearing the word of God. Can I hear you again? In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Many times when we read our Bible and come across where it is written that this miracle happened, this wonder happened, God did this, God did that, we wish that it happens to us the way it happened to them. But many times we do not bear in mind what actually prepared them for such divine manifestation. We don't often bear it in mind. The blessing so fellow received, want to receive it. But what that fellow did to prepare himself for the blessing, we don't even bother to know it. For example, those who are seeking the face of God for the fruit of the womb often pray that God will bless them like he blessed Anna. Abby, but Anna was under the confab at Shiloh. From day one till the last day. She didn't allow her barrenness to prevent us from going. She didn't allow the provocation of her rival to prevent her from going. She didn't allow the seeming insensitivity of her husband to prevent her from going. She didn't allow the sorrow in her heart, the hopelessness of her situation to prevent her from going. She went. And she was part of the program, A to Z, though she was very sorrowful. And at the close of the program, the miracle came. Many will not come at the beginning, and that is where God put their blessing. Many will not stay till the end, and thus they leave their blessings behind. God was in attendance. He had everything. Then he wrote. I think the writing was done after the fellowship was concluded. I'm begging you, allocate enough time to hearing the word of God. No. You say, I read the Bible. I'm not talking about reading Bible at home now. I'm not talking about cassette Bible that read the Bible to you in your car. I'm talking about coming to fellowship, sitting down side by side with God, who is also in attendance, and listening to the word of God so that a book of remembrance can be written on your behalf. I come to say to you, all those excuses the devil has created for you that doesn't allow you to come regularly to fellowship are actually a satanic weapon to prevent the fulfillment of the purpose of God in your life. And for that not to continue, you need to change. Allocate good time to hearing the word of God. When you say you are too busy, come. Too busy to come. Too busy to come. Have you ever been to a teaching hospital? A psychiatric hospital? An orthopedic hospital? And some of these specialist hospitals? Have you ever been to where cancer patients have been treated? And try to find out how much time the sick people allocate to the treatment of their ailments? Some spend years. About 2 or 3 years ago, Gobi, the authority of Gobi Hospital, issued a decree that all the landlord of Gobi should relocate. They called them landlord of Gobi because they had an accident, whatever. They were taken there. They were treated. And because of the magnitude of the problem, they could not leave the place. Year one, year two, year three, until they became the permanent residents of their various wards. That when new people came in, they are the ones that showed them how things are done there. And such people have to pay homage to them, in some cases, tribute to them, and they call them landlord of Gobi. Then Gobi Hospital had tolerated them for years. Until about 2 or 3 years ago,
They said, all such people that have stayed there for so long should look for somewhere else to go. And some of them actually tested that they had nowhere to go again because they have taken that place for home. You said, do they from there go to Osho, the Agege, to buy things? No. They are not in such a condition that they can be traveling around. If they could travel around, they would not tell Gobi authority they had no places to go. And what shamed them there? Sicknesses. God did not permit that in your life. But you are so busy. Busy chasing shadow. Pursuing vanity. That you cannot allocate enough time to hearing the word of God. This word that is sparkling and shining. For how long will it shine? I do this tomorrow. Do you know if your tomorrow is there? Some people who said yesterday they would do it today, they are not alive to do it today. I was watching, there are two programs I watch on this Ajasera lately. One of it is called Cold War. And they talk about all the things, the games America and Russians were playing among themselves during the period of the Cold War. I don't know if the word we have now is a warm war or hot war, because another serious war is brewing and it can start any time from now. You say in Crimea, Ukraine, that's one of the main locations, but only God knows how far it can spread. Russia is one of the destinations, and I don't think America can escape it. The whole of Europe is part of the war. You say that's World War. We hope it will not be the Third World War. But it's seriously brewing as I'm talking. It's getting ready. Now, I also watched this Nazi something. This war of led by Hitler. So yesterday, I was watching the Cold War or something. And they were talking about the kind of decrees, Stalin issue. They were still able to bring the pictures, the video, though many of them black and white. Ha! And you see, hundreds of thousands of people, carrying flags. And in the flag was the picture of Stalin. They said every word of his mouth was a command. And anybody that has a reason to doubt what he said is surely due for capital punishment. His death. Including his own people. Some of them are falsely accused. He said, in fact, they show a case that one of the survivors now explained that we were there and they were actually telling us what we answer the judge. And they show some of the cases. The judge said, you are not a real communist. And you answer, yes, sir. You did not behave like a real communist. Say, yes, sir. I can't remember everything, but something like, you were spying for America. Yes, sir. The other man that escaped said, they had told them that is what you must be answering. They actually rehearsed it. They wrote it for them, made them to memorize the answers. You will memorize the question, memorize the answer. That's what you must answer. I didn't get the rest of the story, but I know that that must be with the promise that if you do that, we will release you. There is something they call bargain. Is it bargain judgment they call it? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I think it should be something bargain judgment. When you will agree to plead guilty, you have been pleading not guilty. But if the prosecutor felt that this case can be settled, they talk to you, that Obeni, you know, bargain plea. So why don't you just agree that instead of wasting time, you are still going to be convicted. There is no way you can escape, you know. If I continue to push you, it will be clear to the judges that you did it. Why don't you just say you are guilty, then instead of going for 20 years imprisonment, I work it for you that you will go for just 5 years. They are still doing it in the world till today. And you will agree. Then when next you come, you tell the judge, I have something to say, sir. He said, what do you have to say? I want to say I'm guilty. Are you sure? Yes, I'm guilty. I actually did it. And the the prosecutor will now say, my lord, I've seen that he's very remorseful now. He has realized his evil, and I want to plead that he should not be given the capital something. If you will be lenient with him and allow him to go for just 2 years, then the judge will say 5 years. Again, plea. Their own case was something like that. But they actually told, in fact, the man said, they wrote the question the judges would ask and the answer they were to answer. And if you watch the case, the real case, so they were not acting into what was recorded then. You say, well, there are videos there. Yes. What they was recorded, you will know that somebody must be crazy to be answering this kind of question. But they were answering like Dolly. But do you know what the end? After they have done all the bargain, whatever they asked them to do, they still convicted them and killed them. Stalin. Because Stalin was so wicked. All those communist leaders, what do you call them? They were impersonation of wickedness. They are embodiment of wickedness. But as I was watching, I just told myself, where is Stalin? Everybody answer, where is Stalin? Just say he's gone. I also want that of Hitler. And you see a lot of heads. Or that this wants to be killed. Just kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them. The Jews were problems of the world. Kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them. You know Jews, in case you don't know, as a Christian, you need to understand some things. Maybe one of these days, I'll prepare to teach you, lecture you about the Jews. Today, they don't believe in Jesus. Nevertheless, there is every proof that the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, were people of God. If you walk with any of them, nobody will need to tell you that there is something in this man that is not in the rest of people. Any country you find them, you discover that these people, they are different. Are they doctors? Are they lawyers? Are they engineers? Any field you meet them, you will see evidence that there's something in these people, even with their unbelief. And Hitler felt that that was a threat. So the only thing is to exterminate them. And in the process, he killed 6 million. But my question is, where is Hitler? He gave his last order to his lieutenant. And then entered his bunker, the house built for safety, kill his darling, shot his wife, and kill himself. Molokuzi. All he was gathering, the power, the resources, they said he was wickedly rich, maybe richer than our Abacha. So rich. When he was about to die, he wrote something that could be called will. And said all his property should go to the state. The government should own them. The government of the state. If the government of the state will not own some, the federal government should own it. If the federal government will not own it, he made a statement. He said, I don't need to give further instruction about that. Meaning that that is beyond my power. Then he died. So was he going to die? When he was doing all the evil he did. You are so busy. No time for God. No time for Bible. No time for fellowship. No time for Bible study. When sickness comes, you will have time. If it is disease, you will have time. Because it will not seek for your permission. It will just take the time from you. When death comes, you will have time. That song that says, I dreamed of a great judgment morning, at dawn and a trumpet had blown. I dreamed of the nations had gathered together before the white throne. From the throne came a bright shining angel and stood on the land and the sea and swear with his arrest to heaven that time was no longer to be. I know what I'm weeping and wailing as I lost what told of their fate. They ran for the rocks and the mountain
They pray, but their prayer was too late. There's a stanza, I can't sing it, I don't know it offhand, but it says that those who said they don't have time, no time for religion now, I will get saved by and by. He said at last, they have time to die. If you don't have time for Bible study, one day you have time to die. You may even have time to be sick before dying. I come to beg you, you must allocate good amount of time to hearing the word of God. Brothers and sisters, to come regularly and continually to church to hear the word of God is a major demand of every true pastor from the church members. So many church people truly need to be told why this must be so, in view of so many other important things that are demanding for attention and time. Number one, our God, who knows what is the best for our lives and only demand what is beneficial to our lives, demands that we come with great time for the word of God. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, he said we shouldn't forsake the assembling of one another. Is that a command? Come people, is that a command? The one commanding there is the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God. The one who can see the end from the beginning. The one who knows yesterday, today. The one in whom eternity dwells. The one who knows your tomorrow. The one who understands everything about you. The one who loves you so much and wishes you well, says, if it is going to be well with you, if you are going to prosper in life, if you are going to prosper in life, you are going to do well, make sure you don't forsake the assembling of fellow believers. They are trying to discipline me. I said, return to where you are coming from. That's what I told you. Praise the Lord. Our God, He knows everything about us. He knows what is good for our lives. And is demanding we must not forsake the assembling of one another. If you don't create good time to hearing the word of God, surely, you are working against yourself, your future well-being, your eternity of peace. You are working against it. Praise the Lord. The word of God is our main weapon in fighting and overcoming Satan, who is always around. Who is always around to create us problems. The Bible said, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to do what? And to destroy. Who is that? The devil. He came to Jesus in the wilderness and said, if you are the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. How did Jesus respond? He went to the book of Deuteronomy and took one of the writings of Moses and used it as a weapon to fight Satan. It is written. Was he a success? Did he overcome? When the devil suggested the second thing, he went to the same book of Deuteronomy. When the devil said the third thing, he went to the same book of Deuteronomy. And thus he laid the example for us that if we are going to fight and overcome Satan, the word of God is a major weapon that we use. Is that word of God you don't have time to come and hear?
Is that word of God? You always have excuses, reasons why you cannot come to here. We are going to have our confab now, starting from Thursday. Some of you have already made up your mind, I won't be able to come. You know what I will do? I will be coming in the evenings. No, I will come in the morning. I go home to sleep in the night. That GBT you want to do with the word of God is a weapon the devil has prepared to make you weak. To make you sick.
Hallelujah. I warn you.
It is written, is the answer you give to Satan when he comes with his temptation. What's the answer you give to Satan?
Everybody say, it is written.
If you tell Satan, or you say some of those things that the prayer warriors of today say, you know what they say? You've not had such a thing in prayer before. You know what the devil will do? He will be dancing. Ile ko le mo ko joma yo. Ile ko le shu ko shu pama wo. Titeri obo robunga dura. He will be dancing.
You say why?
He knows that. That's your why you will not walk. You know what will work? When you say it is written, and that it is written is followed by what is written in the Bible. If you say it is written, and then call to Bojo Ode, in a Corindo, Shakespeare, or who again? Julius Caesar. You be a failure. May you not be a failure in Jesus' name. Faith is a major requirement for enjoying the goodness of God. And it is through the hearing of the word of God we have more faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How will faith come? Maybe you need to be told that it's not by reading now. It's by hearing. Is there any difference between reading and hearing? Yes. There is a place for teachers who are expected not only to read the Bible to the hearings of people, but also to explain what is read. Because not everything written in the Bible is easily understood. Even Peter, everybody say Peter, said that some of the things God revealed to Paul were not easy to understand. If Peter could say there was something that was not easy to understand, who am I? Who are you? What about the teacher? How does he manage to understand? Scarcely is there any time we come for Bible study that I don't hear what I've never had in my life. He said, you are the teacher. Holy Ghost is our teacher. Using any available prepared mouth. I'm telling you, there are things we hear when we come to church that God will not tell pastor in his Bible study, in his study, in his office, in his closet, even in his prayer time, that are reserved only for the time the children of God come together to fellowship. He said, so if the pastor himself doesn't attend Bible study, he'll be in trouble. He'll be in trouble. Call his name Billy Graham. Call him W.F. Kumuyi. Call him Adeboye. Call him Benihin. Call him Baba Mori Serulo.
call him this Baba CAC, what's his name? Help me. Call him Apostle Babalola. Call him Martin Luther. Call him John Wesley. A pastor himself will not go to church to hear the word of God. It will be a failure. There is something that happens in the fellowship that doesn't happen elsewhere. Why must you allocate so much time to, I now add this, coming to hear the word of God? Hearing the word of God is one of the things we have to do to prosper in life. How many of you would like to prosper in life? How many of you would like to prosper in life? Ah, am I talking to who? Okay, you are writing. Come. If you like to prosper in life, say, I will prosper in life. You didn't say it well. Okay, stand up and shout it. The way you want to prosper, shout it as loud as that. I can see you even drew it. Amen. I will prosper in life. You know how you will prosper? Hear it. Prosperity does not come from only one source. You say, what do you mean? There are more than one sources of prosperity. See, I'm hearing something. Listen very well. Listen very well. Listen very well. Listen very well. Those people, do I say arrested or caught or found in Ibadan, who are killing people selling the parts because it's still on. Am I correct? Okija of your state. You remember Okija of Okija Gogon? The people that were coming to buy tongues, eyes, private parts, breasts, and other parts, were they using those things they bought? Woman parts. Was he working for them? You don't know. If he's not working for them, they would have been the one to burn those places. Those places have been there operating for years because it is working. You say, what do they get through it? They get power, political power. They're able to get political offices. Maybe you know that whenever we're about to vote, there'll be a lot of assassination. Yes, there are people that are killed so that they will not obstruct the ways of others. Some are killed so that their part can be used to get the favor of Satan. It's working for them. There are those who make juju money, killing human beings, using their parts to make money. I was told that one of the places they are found was a place where women are kept, not to kill them, not only to cook food, but to produce babies. So men will have fun with them. They will be pregnant. On the day of their delivery, they deliver the baby directly into mother. And they tape it to and with a black soap. Mix everything together. And the same day, the buyers will be coming. How many kilo? It's sold to them. If it's not working, they will not keep on coming. It's working. Say, Pastor, you say it's working. It's working. That is why the Bible says, okay, those who get money through gambling, you say it's not working for them. You say a lot of them will lose, only a few win. At least few win. You know the secret? Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. Maybe you don't know that meditate is more than reading. To meditate is more than to read. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I told those who read that scripture in Yoruba that the word good is unfortunately missing in Yoruba. Nigba na loni aseyori re, meaning there are successes that, as far as God is concerned, are not what? Are not good. Which success do you desire? If it is going to be good success, it must be given to you by God. And in case you don't know, there is no gift of the Spirit called success. So I've said it before. I preach a sermon. You may want to get the case. Success is not a gift. You earn it. So I will work for the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The twins, brother or sister of that scripture is Psalm 1. If you start your reading from verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. The Bible says he will be like the tree planted by the side of the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. But whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What do you do before then? You are meditating. Your delight is in the law of the Lord. Your delight is in the word of God. So you are like the psalmist who said his heart was panting after God. So the question all the time, when is the next Bible study? When is the next fellowship? When next are we going to study? He wants to come. You need to allocate time. If you want to get your success from the world, who could go to the world? You say, I may die and die. I may perish. A lot of people are perishing every day. Join them. If you want to get it from God, you have to dance to the tune of God. And when we say success, we're not talking about money only. There was a company in Korodu Road in those days. They call it Exam Success. Exam Success. That's the name of the company. So they claim that if you want to pass your WAEC, your JAMB, whatever, if you come to them, they know how to help you. I agree. Not the name of that company now. There is Exam Success. There is Marital Success. There is Family Success. There is Business Success. There is Spiritual Success. There is Ministerial Success. If you are going to be a success in life, you must allocate good time to hearing the word of God. You are not the one that they will be begging. There are some wives. Whenever the husband is about to suggest, let's go to church, he knows that that's what the husband will want to suggest, so that the husband will not be able to say, honey, I have been waiting for you to come. My head. Tomorrow, the husband comes around again. Before the husband says anything, my leg. So the husband knows that next time is be my eyes, my nose. Come, Ojari. Who's supposed to come to church more? The one that is sick or the one that is healthy? Shebi, Jesus says that those who are healthy doesn't need physician. Who need God more? Some people will be sick. They can go to hospital. They can go to buy tataramacin, totoromacin. The only thing they cannot do is to come to church. I tell you my story. I kept on telling you my story. I told them under the Yoruba program today that there was a day I had boil. No, I used to have boil. All of us do have boy. But this boy was special. I'm not sure if I've had that type 2 times in my life. I'm not sure. It was so serious. It was in my buttock. What will I do? It was the day for Nine Fiji that it became so serious. And I told myself, because of boy, I will not go to Nine Fiji. God forbid. I would rather carry it to Nine Fiji. So I managed. We will be FIFA. I managed to get to church. When prayer was going on, I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't pray. They spread mat for me. And I lied on it. And while they were praying, it busted. Shota? You know when you have that kind of boy, it bust. You are like a woman laboring and have delivered your baby. There is this kind of peace that will come upon you. It happened in the church. I've told you time without number that Sundays in those days, I don't go home after Sunday service. And I'm not exaggerating. The other day, one of the brothers who are together in the same church then is a district pastor in their church. He was here. We sat here. That will be around less than 2 weeks now. A week plus. We sat there. And as we were talking, he said, hey, the picture we took so time. You see, have it? I said, I don't have picture. All my pictures I throw into Shalanga. Can you remember the story of Uli Uli that made me throw away my picture? Don't let us go to that. I said, I've thrown away everything. He said, maybe when next I'm coming, I'll bring you the picture. I'm really waiting to see the picture. Because I lost all my pictures. I threw them away fully. Now, praise the Lord. He said, the people that are coming to ministry now who are trying to become minister, I used to show them that. Do you see this man here? He's the one that used to lead us in those days. This is how he used to lead us. He was telling me here. He said, you are praising yourself. I'm not praising myself. I'm encouraging you. Sundays, I don't go home. Who asked you to do so? Nobody. God, not God. Pastor. Pastor, we go home. Elders, we go. All workers, we go. You say, what will you alone be doing? I won't be alone. One of the group I used to stay with, that brother was a member. If I was reminding me the names of many of our group members that I've forgotten, we call ourselves GET. Gospel Evangelism Team. Gospel Evangelism Team. God. GET. It was this church that had that name for a group. But they don't ask them to hold meetings locally. They ask them to come whenever they wanted to do mass evangelism. I was the one who arranged for us to be holding a meeting in our church. So every Sunday, we hold meeting. This is how we used to do it. Before that meeting, immediately after the service, there used to be food sellers around. We go to one of the bookers, eat, came back. Brother Lawal, of blessed memory, look at his daughter, heavy with pregnancy at the back there. She was on deliver beautiful, wonderful, glorious children. You know, some children receive continuous prayer and anointing. You say, I want my baby, make it receive. Carry your baby to where he go receive. If you hide your baby for Babalawo place, anointing go call. Leave that one, no, Jerry. The lives of Brother Lawal and the rest of them, after the service, we quickly eat, carry our megaphone, and go to the next junction. We don't know how to preach you. If you see our sermon, you will laugh tire. Have I not told you before that when we preach, we interpret? I've told you one of such beautiful interpretation. As you are sinners, we are errant. I want to add a beer, I want ye. I'm not in the group that said this one. I can't even remember the one who said it, but it was people like us. He said, comfort ye, my people. Comfort ye, Eniyomini. That was the kind of preaching, jaga-jaga preaching. But we're doing it. When we do that, when we finish, Brala Wa, the rest, they will go home. I will return to church. My get people will have gone home and come back. I can't remember the timing, maybe around 2 o'clock or thereabout they will come. We now enter, there was a basement under the altar. That's where we usually held our meeting. We'll now be there. We'll be discussing when are they going to do revival next week, Aradagun, this, that. I told you that they never preached baptism with the Holy Spirit in my hearing one day before I received it. It was a brother that brought me a book written by Gordon Lindsay, How to Receive Baptism with the Holy Ghost, that I read. I read it on a Saturday night, and I received baptism with the Holy Ghost that night. When I came to church on Sunday, I was in the meeting of my group, GET. I think this brother was one of the people that, I shouldn't call him brother, his daddy. He's over 60 now. He's a district pastor. Though we don't know our age in those days, we just live our life like that. And I told them that, I received baptism with the Holy Ghost. Somebody give me a book. I read that the whole night. I thought I would pray for long. I didn't pray for long ago. I just prayed sugar. I received it within 10 minutes. I was talking in tongues. You can receive it too. You say, are you a preacher? No, born monkey. I wasn't a preacher. I wasn't an elder. I was just a worker in the church. But we used to encourage one another. Nobody appointed me to lead the group. But I was the one who gathered them. So I became the the general overseer. They couldn't put somebody else there because I was the one who called you. So they saw me as Oga, but nobody appointed me. I wasn't nobody in the church. And do you know what happened that Sunday? I won't lie and go to hell. I can die today. Jesus can come today. Then if I, because of this, go to hell, who will I say push me to it? How much will you pay me for lying to you? I told them. And I said, you too can receive it here. It has never been preached in our church in my hearing once. That Saturday I received it, I went for our workers' conference at Moshi. Our district overseer, for the first time, asked, how many of you have received Holy Ghost today instead of talking in tongues? That was the only sermon. And I cannot remember if he said any other thing. It was prayer, when we were to close, I'm sure we were standing. When he said, how many of you received Holy Ghost today instead of talking in tongues? I didn't raise my hand. And I'm not sure people put up their hand because it was not taught in our church. It was not popular like this in the early 80s. Amen. So nothing was done. But that same day I read that book. That same night I got baptized with the Holy Ghost. On Sunday, the following day, I told my group. But do you know what happened in that room? Let us pray. Surprisingly, I don't know if there was anybody who was not talking in tongues. But as far as I can remember, everybody in the room began to talk in tongues. We were not just talking in tongues, we were roaring inside the place. To the extent that after the workers' meeting will start by 4, usually the people will have gathered and started praying for workers' meeting before we will come out to join them, usually on Sunday. By the time we came out, they were accusing us that, they didn't know what we were doing. They said we wanted to break the place with the kind of noise we were making. He said, maybe that is what prepared you to be a pastor. Naim. Your irregularity in church attendance is also preparing you to become. Baba, irregularity in church attendance is preparing one to be a backslider. That's what I think. But I pray you will not backslide in Jesus' name. Why must you allocate so much time to hearing the word of God? The word of God is our weapon in fighting and overcoming Satan. Faith is a major requirement of God for enjoying the goodness of God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing the word of God is one of the things we have to do to prosper in life. Hearing the word of God is a major vaccine against not only spiritual sicknesses and diseases, but physical ones also. Hallelujah. When I was preaching under the Yoruba program, I said, those people may soon come in. I never knew they were coming today. But when I got here, I saw them passing in the back. These people that wear green cloth. What name are they called? Immunization people. I was talking about it. The money that is taking those people out, it's not federal government money. It's not state money. It's not local government. It's United Nations money, UNICEF money. Yes, I'm sure the government must be having some little contribution. If it is national government, state government that is sponsoring that, it will have died long ago. But it's a global issue. Because the whole world have discovered that some of the things that create us serious headache are things that are preventable. One of it is the disease or sickness they call measles. My children lost many children to that deadly thing. All the ones born after me. You say, why didn't he kill you? I don't know. But he killed all of them. All of them were named Kemi. I can't remember how many, but I'm sure there are not two that my mom and dad lost when I was still a small child in the village, still in primary school. After some time, Kemi is dead. When she gave birth to another one, they will name it Kemi. After some time, it is dead. She will still give birth to another one. So if you know the two sisters I have, this is the story. They may not like me to tell you, but I'm their daddy. They cannot do nothing. All the ones that follow me died. So my mate used to call me Akomagba Buro. They abuse me, the one who doesn't have younger ones. But maybe God helped me. So she gave birth to one Kemi. Before that one could die, my mama gave birth to another one. They call that one Ore. After she born Ore, Kemi died. But Ore survived. When mama born another one, she still named that one Kemi. That's how come Kemi Ogunsanya. As far as I can remember, what used to kill them, all of them, was
missus.
The world discovered that it can be prevented. They produce vaccine. Children don't used to have it that they used to have it in those days. You see many children in church painted with lizard powder. You know lizard powder? Igbe alanga. Can you tell me something? Lizard powder. Lizard excretor. That's what they used to cover their body. They discovered that folio. You know folio, Abi? They used to make the leg to twist. They discovered that it can be prevented. They produce vaccine. And United Nations organization arranged that in all nations of the world, children should be given this vaccine. Listen to me very well. About 2 years ago, I can't remember precisely, the report of the organization charged with the responsibility of immunizing the people against these diseases claimed that out of over 200 nations in the world, only two nations are still having serious problems with polio. Guess the name of the nations: Pakistan and Nigeria. Of all the nations of the world. You say why? Religion. At a time, not in the south. How many children in the house are having that disease here? Why in the north? At a time, their governor said they will not allow the vaccine to be administered. In the south, we are drinking it like water. Up till now, you see, I have a lot of children in the north that are like this. When all other nations of the world had eradicated it, they refuse. The same thing in Pakistan. No, in Nigeria now they have allowed it to. Almost every state now have allowed it. But Obegomolowo, Ojobenu, Obeotishe, Ojoshe. The Yoruba, they say, the knife caught the child's hand. The child throws away the knife. As the knife not finishes business, some children are already having it. They will be, when they realize tomorrow that it was their parent that did not allow them to be given the vaccine, they will be cursing their parents. Come. I'm not a politician. What brought me to that? The word of God is our vaccine. Against many physical and spiritual diseases. When we come together to hear the word of God, but you refuse to bring yourself, you are like those people that say, don't give my children immunization. Yeah? Then you carry your wahala. The pastor, I can understand. You can understand when temptation comes, when troubles come, when trials come, when evil suggestions come, when difficulties come, when challenges arise. You see others able to stand and face the challenges, confront the devil, and overcome. But you just discover that you are weak and feeble. Because at the time we are fortifying ourselves with the word of God, you refuse to get fortified. You refuse to be toughened. Say, I can't understand. You better understand. Any trick the devil uses to make you not to come regularly for the word of God, it is the trick he has manufactured to you to destroy you physically, spiritually. You may think you are wise. At the end of the day, you discover you are a fool by behaving like that. I'm sorry for using that language for you. There is no bigness in it, yo. No knowledge, yo. No position, no. If it is pastor that will not give sufficient time to hearing the word of God, you will be sick spiritually. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, we are told that the word of God is hurt to our bones. What is it, everybody? Hurt to our bones. In the book of Psalms, the Bible says, he sent his word and healed them.
and deliver them from what?
From their destruction. The messages we hear are actually storing in our lives in such a way that they give us the immunization against some attacks, physical, spiritual attacks. One of such diseases that they immunize children for is what the disease they call guinea worm. They call it sobia in Yoruba. Many of you children don't know what they call guinea worm. May you never know it in Jesus' name. When we were small, in the village, many people are guinea worm carrier. There's a Yoruba day that says, when they feel that somebody is very bad and deadly, they used to have a Yoruba day that says, anybody who sees you and refuses to run is having guinea worm that is lasting for 7 years. You know why they use that adage? Guinea worm is a major incapacitator. It incapacitates people. It holds you down for a lot of problems, for hunger, for poverty, for accident, for calamity. In fact, in some cases, for slavery. In those days when there was war, others would run. The one carrying guinea worm would not be able to run. They catch him and he will be slave. If they feel that it's guinea worm leg, we create them problem, they will cut the leg off. Cut the guinea worm away. So the rest will heal. Then it will be working for them.
Guinea worm.
Thank God for the likes of Jimmy Carter. We are told that Jimmy Carter was a Sunday school teacher in a Baptist church at the time he was becoming the president of America. And some people believe that he still held on to his faith throughout his stay in the office. I want to believe he must be a good person. He allocated the rest of his life to eradicating guinea worm, spending all his resources for the eradication of guinea worm. At the time he came to Nigeria, as he was touring other countries of the world. And so many countries of the world today, guinea worm is no longer a problem because they allow themselves to be fascinated. When we want to give you the fascine, that's the time, if it is not your head, it will be your leg. That comfort where they say they will come, the back where the payments is all this day, I no go feel sleep for grand you, and I no go feel bring my bed. Bring your mattress, see. Who prevents you from bringing mattress? He said, I don't know where I go put up. I allocate this altar to you. Come and put it on the altar. Yeah. And sleep. Anybody that say don't sleep there, say, Pastor, don't allocate it to me. Chicken. If that is your headache. Because you need it. Either you will know you need it, it may be too late for you to get it. You know what I told the Yoruba people today? If you are going to be a doctor, you better read well and learn what you are doing. Otherwise, you'll be charged for murder. When this musician, what do you call this man, this big musician, Michael Jackson died, his doctor was sent to jail. I was fearing for him that they would not say they should execute him because they believe that his doctor's carelessness or wrongdoing led to the death of Michael Jackson. No, they are trying to say something else about it today. I think he's been released now. But whatever be the case, he went to jail. For being doctor, for Christ's sake. This is the point. If you claim to be a doctor and they bring accident victims to you to treat, one of them is bleeding from the eyes, from the nose, from the ear, from the mouth, and you want to treat him, then you go to your library and say, pathology of medicine. You go to look for a book of pathology and then you begin to read. You go to the index. Accident, bleeding, ear, nose. You want to quickly read so that you can go to treat the patient. By the time you finish reading, what will happen to your patient? His people will have got him discharged. If he's a Muslim, they will have finished burying him before you finish your research. You say, when do you do your research? When there is no case. At the time you do your research. Many of you want to do your marathon prayer. Hey, Jesus. Hey, when Wahala comes, you are like that foolish doctor. Do it now when there is no Wahala. When Wahala comes, you will be ready to confront him. The new doctor, immediately they bring him like this.
He brings his material. Oh yeah, injection, gara, drip, gara, this one, gara. Before you know it, the fellow is becoming normal. But you now want to go and read your book. That's why you see some Christians running from pillar to post. They go to prophet. Prophet, no prophet, no, they do am again. Now bishop, they do am now, they go to prophet. Ah, bishop, no, they do am. The current thing in Lagos now is as bishop. At the time they were fighting for bishop, bishop, bishop. Everybody want to become bishop. When bishop is no longer as big as he used to be, many of them are now archbishop. Now, I'm not against it. If you see that, my Lord Bishop, Rankadede, my Lord Bishop, my Lord Bishop. So you see yourself going for a bishop. When that does not work, you go for apostle. Why? The time we are fortifying ourselves, immunizing ourselves, equipping ourselves to face challenges of tomorrow, you are busy telling yourself, I will finish it. I plan not to delay you so long, but I vowed that whatever happens, I will do the preaching. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm satisfied that I'm doing it. To hear the word of God is for the foundation for doing the will of God. To hear the word of God is the foundation for doing the will of God. And doing the will of God is the number one step to God's blessing. Let me explain to you. Not to hear is the beginning of disobedience. Everybody say it. You didn't say it well. Say it. Let me illustrate it to you. If mommy wants to send Deji to fresh water, listen, Deji is standing there. And mommy said, Deji! And Deji decides to run. And he runs across to the other side. If mama said the second word, he has run so far, he can't hear. Can he obey mama's instruction? Come on. Because he doesn't hear mama's instruction. If you want to be disobedient, the beginning is for you not to hear. I repeat. If you want to be disobedient, the beginning is for you not to do what? Not to hear. When you don't come as you're supposed to come to Bible study, to fellowship, to hear the word of God, you're actually preparing yourself to be disobedient to the commandments of God. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 14, that is the common verses we all read, including myself, yourself, when we are doing wedding, naming ceremony, housewarming, somebody is doing birthday, king of the man, that's what we read. We refuse to read the rest 54 verses. That chapter is having 68 verses. The first 14 are blessing. The last 54 are curses. You know what? Whether somebody ready to your hearing or not, it is where you position yourself that you will find yourself. Elijah Osinifoto. Even if we are reading that 14 verses to your hearing every day, but you are living your life according to the 58 verses. 58 verses will come to pass in your life. The 14 verses, you know what it says? If you will hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and obey all his commandments that I give you this day, all these blessings shall overtake you, shall pursue you and overtake you. Then he said you'll be blessed at home, in the field, everywhere, everything pertaining to you will be blessed. Wonderful amen will follow. But immediately you cross to verse 15. He simply says if you do opposite of that too, all these curses will pursue you and overtake you. But the poor curses are more than the blessings. You say, why did God do that? Go and do protest in heaven. Carry card. And tell God you know how to do it better. The first 13 verses talk about blessing. The last 54 verses of that chapter talk about terrible. One of the curses, if you read it. In fact, some people said there are places that should not be read in the Bible. In case you don't know, Job 17 is one of them. That Deuteronomy chapter 28 and also 29 are also part of the scriptures some people claim should not be read. But I have read it many times. No evil has happened to me. And no evil will happen to me. Only goodness and mercy will be my portion. You know why? Where you place yourself is what determines what will happen to you. If you stay within the circle of the will of God, no evil can be your portion. Say amen. Amen. But if you continue to follow the path of evil, and somebody is blessing and blessing, raining blessing upon you, that fellow is only deceiving you, making you more ready for the destruction of the curses. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. When you come to hear the word of God, you are preparing yourself to obey the commandment of God. It is the command you hear that you can obey. The one you refuse to hear, there is no way you can obey it. All of you that have excuses not to come regularly to fellowship, hearing the word of God is a major source of comfort and enlightenment for believers. Encouragement, I want to say. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 8, number 18, the Bible says, comfort one another with these words. What do we use to comfort ourselves, everybody? Oh, you are already tired. I agree, I kept you sitting for long. Stand up and say amen. I do it now. I say, thank you, Jesus. Have your seat, I'm about to finish it.
When we come, you keep us down.
Eh? Keep you down. You don't know that it's because I'm fortifying you, I'm able to sleep well in the night. If I don't give you what I'm supposed to give you, the wishes that are pursuing you will pursue me too. Are wishes pursuing you? They can't pursue you. This is part of the preparation that will not allow them to pursue you. If you love the Lord, say, I love the Lord. Say it better than that. When you hear the word of God, you are preparing comfort, encouragement that will help you in the time of need. Comfort one another with these words. He's not talking about doing like that doctor. When there is a problem, you now want to go and look for where is concordance, comfort, encouragement. It is the one that you have stored that will readily come. When I do not say don't search the Bible for any reason, but I'm saying that the one you have stored will be readily there. When people come with rubbish, when they come with prophecies, when they come with visions, when they come with dreams, somebody will carry and say, ah, if you see the way I saw you in the dream, hey. I told them my mother was hearing. When I nearly gave my life to Jesus, I talked to a friend. I didn't know how to preach you. I only told him he followed me to our church. His father had died. The one who inherited his mother as wife is now new father. Came to Lagos to worship Ogun for him. And he ran to me and told me that, eh, Baba Otide, won't fair Ogun for me. See, you? You a Christian? I don't know if he was even born again as I then. But I tell him you don't do any Ogun kini. Let him carry his Ogun and go. He said you talk stupidly, very foolishly. I could have said it, we could have approached it in a more assured way. But we were kids, physically, spiritually. So we talk like kids. And he went to his papa and said, wah, 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 wah. And the papa became angry. Went back to the village. You know where he went straight? My mother. Warn your son in Lagos. When my mother had it, he knew that these were juju people. They worship Ogun. Ha! Hey! Now, Omode Ijo, Mako Bami. My mother was begging me. And I told mama, don't worry, nothing will happen. Nothing can harm me on this narrow way. What has happened? The thing I died today is the one that, in fact, the Baba has died since over 10 years ago. He said, is that what killed him? It was his time to die. It will be my time, it will be your time one day. It was to die, he died. So if I die today, it's not the one that killed me. What gave me that boldness? I told you, when I come to church on Sunday, that was my house. Maybe it will interest you that to know that I was married. I married Ali. I was having my wife. Ask her. When I left home in the morning, I usually left home before them. They will meet me in the church. When they are going, they never say, let's go, because they know I won't go. I'm coming back after evening service. We usually start workers' meeting by 4 o'clock, evening service by 6 o'clock. When we close the evening service, we will pack the equipment. Then I will go home. Every Sunday. You say, that's why you like to keep us for long for church. You got the point. You really got the point. Omote kun bi, ekun ni ojo. But we will not like to be like you. You have to be like me. Because the Bible says I should disciple you. And to disciple you is to show you, oh yeah, follow me. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. That's what it means to disciple. He says, is that what you are making us to do? That's what you will do at the end of the day. my labor will not be in vain. Amen. If you love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Hearing the word of God is a major preparation for spiritual experiences. Some of you want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Some of you want to receive sanctification. Some of you know you are not born again, you want to be born again. The Bible tells us in that Acts of the Apostles that they stood steadfastly, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. They talk about many other things. Then he said many miracles were wrought by the disciples. On the day of Pentecost, they were together in a room. They didn't enter the room 2 hours ago. They had been together for 10 days. On the 10th day, the Holy Ghost came upon them. All of them began to talk in tongues. You think they were just sitting down there looking at the noses of each other? They were actually praying, sharing, discussing the word of God. They were fellowshipping. It's like our confab. They were there for 10 days. The 10th day. When the Holy Ghost came, there was no exception. All of them in the upper room, 120 men, women, all of them received baptism with the Holy Ghost. That is why some of you have been hearing about baptism with the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you like it, say, oh God, give me Holy Ghost. I will not even give me Holy Ghost. Yeah. And Holy Ghost know that you are not ready for nothing. And really, when you do the prayer, shuka, others are still praying. You carry your bag on the way home. Because you must wash Manchester and Maja Oshoriri, all of them, you must wash them together. I told them under the program that with all this wahala around, you are writing WAEC. You have just written your jump, and you have time to watch football. Mboriye Udaru. When you are not crazy. When do you have time to watch football? He says, it's football that makes me alive. Okay, you're worshiping the God of football. And see what God of football can do for you. You say, Pastor, are you against football? No, football is for children to play with. That's what I know. If it becomes instrument of war, I can't be part of it. You say, Pastor, don't talk like that. You are ignorant. A lot of people are making millions through it. When they made the million, they give your mama part of it. When Kanu want to send money to his mama, he also envelope some and send to your mama. Don't. He said, you don't know. I too said, I may become a dead by me tomorrow. Along the old by Yori. Oshi wa eki le meta wo mu koko. O dead by me lo fe gba. Sorry, Ojari. It is a major antidote against backsliding. I omitted something under the Yoruba program. I was about to omit it. Thank God I can see it now. Do you know that lack of comfort and encouragement is one of the major causes of suicide in the world? Eh? Suicide and suicide attempts. A prominent woman killed herself. I think that was last week. A celebrated woman. I don't know why she killed herself. But a lot of people do it when they become confused, disturbed, and sorrowful. And when there is no encouragement from any source, they just tell themselves that, what am I doing with life? It's when they get to the other side and find themselves in fire that they begin to regret committing suicide. You won't commit suicide when you have filled your heart with the word of God. When challenges come, when troubles come, when temptations come, when trials come, when situation beyond your control come, the word of God will come to do what? You will just remember, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You will just remember, no weapon fashioned against you can prosper. You will just remember, I will not leave you without comfort. You will just remember, comfort ye, my people. You will just remember, if you are passing through the fire, I will be with you. You will just remember all the wonderful, glorious, good promises of the Lord. And once again, you will be encouraged and you will march on and it will be well with you. By the time we are storing all this word of comfort and encouragement in our heart, you are too busy pursuing shadow. Then when real wahala come, you discover that shadow cannot rescue you. So, coming to hear the word of God is an antidote against backsliding. In the book of Hebrews, I'm about to finish. I have only 2 points left after this one. I deliberately want to finish the teaching. I know you may not so much like me for it, but pardon me.
this is the way I'm led of God today. I may not do like that next week. God helping me. So in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, take heed, brethren, lest there be. Take it, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Do you know that sin is deceitful? Though it is delightful, at the same time, destructive. Sin. Obonjo gede obon ready. Fornication is sweet for fornicators. When people steal and they use the money to acquire enjoyable things, they enjoy it. So many evil that people do, they enjoy it. Drunkards will not continue to drink if beer is not sweet in their mouth. Those of you who have tried beer before, you know that beer is bitter. That's what I know about it. It's not like Coke, it's not like Fanta. It's bitter. But there is a way they drink. The only day I drank Ogogoro and got drunk in my life. In fact, the only one day in my life I was ever drunk. And not any other type of drink, but Ogogoro. I've told you the story. I cannot go to the story again. When I remember today, I wonder what entered me that day. Ogogoro was sweet in my mouth. That was the only day. The first, the last day. But I was drunk. I knew I was drunk. Then after some time, it's like you put matches. You light it in my eyes. Light is, it's as if it is inside my eyes. It is happening. Parra, parra, parra. I will say some rubbish. After some time, I become normal again. I say, God, I was praying. You say, are you a Christian? We go to church every Sunday, but not born again. I will say something to God. I will say, God, God, God. I will say something. After some time, the craziness will come again. I begin to misbehave. Immediately, I came out of it. I knew I was in hell. In the mouth of drunkards. That was the first trial. When you do it again and again and again, it will get to a state that nothing will spark. You will now be enjoying it. Sin is deceitful. The Bible says we should be talking to one another every time it is called today, so that we will not be destroyed through the deceitfulness of sin. Some of the children here that are hearing the word of God, they are sick, creepy boyfriends. Not remembering that that boy that is fornicating with you is also fornicating with some other girls. And those girls are HIV positive. Some of them are carrying venereal diseases. And your body is the last bus stop where they are coming to drop it. Immediately you test positive to read. Go to mountain to pray. That is your lot. You carry it. Hearing the word of God is a major source of wisdom. Second to the last point. David said, through the word of God, he has made me wiser than my enemies. He has made me wiser even than my teachers, he said. Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. What is wisdom, everybody? Right application of knowledge. There is a way the word of God prepares you, fortifies you, assist you, that the knowledge you have will be rightly applied. A lot of people that are highly educated in the world, very knowledgeable, are behaving very, very stupidly because they don't have the word of God to help them. So they don't have wisdom. If you want to be wise, you need the word of God. Come to fellowship. Lastly, hearing the word of God fortifies believers against the tricks of Satan and deceit of his agents. You shall know the truth, John 8:32, and the truth shall set you free. You know the truth that will set you free? It's not the truth that is kept in the CD or cassette in your shelf. It's not the truth that is kept in a book in your house. It is not the truth that is hidden in the Bible in your bag. The truth that will set you free is the truth that you know. You will know the truth. The truth will set you free. How will you know the truth? You have to come to fellowship where the word of truth is rightly divided. Need to get it. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. You know what he said? He's talking to ministers. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. It is when we come to church that the word of God is actually divided to us. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And when you know the truth will set you free.
When you are set free like that, you are set free from so many dangers, perils, and troubles. So many lies, so many deceits. Somebody now comes with a false prophet. Say, false prophecy. You say, our prophet in our church said you have an auntie. The auntie is called Rebecca. And I know you are Auntie Rebecca. That's why I carry Rebecca prophecy come to you. They say you will die. I remember when I was a small boy. My senior sister was like my mother. She was like my mother. I still have my mother, but she was the one taking care of me. She was about to wed. And they saw a vision in the church. They prophesied that within 40 days, she was going to die. Do you know then, as a very foolish, ignorant person, I believed it. I was so much afraid that my sister would die. They said, unless she did something, I was fearing. You say, how was the problem solved? I don't know. Maybe you see, I did say my sister. You can ask her. I don't know how you solved it again. But she's more than 60 now. I think that time she should be 20 something. Today, I look at her, I say, one day I suddenly remember, I said, they said this my sister would die around 40 years ago. And she's still alive. She did not die. Don't let anybody deceive you. But they will deceive you successfully when the word of God does not have a resting place in you. Children, some of you think you are clever. Even to read Bible, no way. To do fellowship at home, no way. When you come to church, you're either sleeping or chewing gum. And any method you know to dodge coming to church, especially midweek services, you dodge it. After all, Sunday service is more lively, and you only come to enjoy. Those who sing, whenever the song is something that will point to something, I don't like this kind of song. But if the song is, I love you, Jesus, I love you, I love you. You say, that's all I like. All those only arrow that pastor love to sing, I hate those songs. Don't hate the word of God. I dreamed that a great judgment morning had dawned and a trumpet had blown. I dreamed that the nations had gathered together before the white throne. From the throne came a bright shining angel and stood at the land and the sea and swear with his hand raised to heaven that time was no longer to be. And oh, what a weeping and wailing as the lost were told of their fate. They ran for the rocks and the mountain. They prayed, but their prayer was too late. In case you don't know, the first thing we heard about singing in the Bible was about the angels who sang when God was creating the world. The second thing we heard about singing, as far as I can remember, was the singing of the Jews when they crossed the Red Sea. Go and look at the content in the book of Exodus. Followed by the song God taught Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and 32. He gave the instruction in 31. We have the wordings of the song in chapter 32. I read it a few days ago. It was so lengthy. And all those that they sing today are not there. It was a song of warning. God said Moses should write it and should teach them, because they will find themselves in the land of captivity. And when they got to the land of captivity, they are suffering because of their sin. This song they will remember. It was meant to drive them back to God. So I now read where it was said that we were by the river of Babylon, where we hang our harp. Then those who carry us away captivity said, sing one of the song of Zion unto us. If they will sing, I dreamed that a great judgment morning, won't it renew their wound? They first look at those people and say, how can we sing the song of the Lord in a strange land? Then they said, leave those people there. And they began to curse themselves. My right hand, may you lose your usefulness if I forget Jerusalem. They began to curse themselves. You say, why? The mere mention of sing unto us reminded them of the word of God. All the song prostitutes sing in churches today, they cannot mention sin. Many of those records, they can't mention sin. You say, why? How can you sleep in the house of pastor when pastor has his wife? The wife travels, you go to be a temporary mommy, and you have inspiration to sing. Then your sin will mention sin. How will you do it? How can you say you are a young person, you want to sing, you talk about the badness of sin. When you have been taught the word of God and yes, you are still keeping boyfriend, the whole night you are busy, you doing night call with a fornicating partner. Then you now want to sing. What will you sing? God, you are so good in spite of my wickedness. You are good, you are good. Everybody say you are good, you are good. One day, which is goodness, what he did to Korah, Datan, and Abiram, he will do it for you. What he do for Sodom and Gomorrah, he will do it for you. Oh, he said, Old Testament, okay, what he do for Ananias and his wife? What happened to Judas? And what he promises to give sinner in hell? You will have your fair share. In spite of all your singing, be warned. Let's stand up to pray. Let's stand up to pray. This sermon don't end. Abuna, no one go. Begin to pray for yourself. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, help me. Baba, help me. Baba, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. I'm going to take your word seriously. I will not joke with it any longer. No, 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 no. I will not replace it with any other thing. It will take its prominent position in my heart. And it will help me to live right, to do your will all the remaining days of my life. Begin to talk to the Lord like that. He will surely answer you.
Are you praying for yourself? How are you going to start taking the word of God? Are you going to allocate your time for God? Or are you still going to go the wrong way? Or pray that God will give you the grace, that will give his word the right position in your life. You will allocate time for him to attend the program and to also read the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. The word of God is life, and the word of God is light unto our feet. Father, we appreciate you for your word today. We have come as a reminder again to our lives. We thank you because your word teaches us about you. It tells us about our and this has so many rewards. Father, we thank you because you have used, said this severally to us in from your Old Testament days. As you said that this word must not depart from our heart. We want us to meditate upon it both day and night because of so many benefits that are there. That is when we can, our life, we can have prosperity as designed by you, that we may have good success in everything we do. Father, we say thank you for this in Jesus' name. You went further that you also showed us the example of King David that said, your word have I hid in my heart so that I will not sin against thee. Father, all this all you are giving us as an example. No wonder Apostle Paul said, he said, what shall separate us from the love of God? He said, time is the things of this world, because he knows that the word, the love of God cometh by hearing the word of God. And it's this word of God that increased its faith. When he increased the faith, that is when you will continue to cling on to God. Oh, Father, we pray, O God, that these that you have reminded us again today, Father, we hold seriously in Jesus' name. From this day, that purpose of your word, we pray that will be fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name. We will give our heart unto thee. That all the program that you have designed for us, that you want to use to minister to us, to increase our faith, for us to be obedient unto you, for us to be able to do willingness unto what you want us to do. Father, we pray that this we shall heed unto in Jesus' name. Father, there are so many rewards for this. If you are obedient, if you are willing, we shall heed from the fruit of the wood. Everything that we are desiring, everything that we seek for, all these, Father, you have already encompassed in your word. And if we have your word, Father, we have everything, because everything belongs to you. Father, we pray
that Lord, from this moment, we shall change for better in Jesus' name. We will attend all your programs as you decide for us in Jesus' name. We will allocate time for your word in our lives in Jesus' name. Not only that, your word we shall keep in our heart. We will hear this in our heart for us not to sin against thee. We will learn from that great king David, how he dealt with you. That you also calling a man after your soul. Father, we want that to be said of us in Jesus' name. Father, these are your commandments, that we should not forsake the fellowship of the brethren. Father, from next moment, we will hit unto this in Jesus' name. All other things that we have learned today, O Lord, Father, let this continue to be to our remembrance in Jesus' name. They will not plead against us. They will not come against us in judgment in the name of Jesus, but they will spur us to do more greater commitment unto you in the name of Jesus. That we will continue, O Lord, to heed your word in our heart, so that our ways could be prosperous, so that we can have good sources spiritually and physically in the name of Jesus. Father, we appreciate you, O Lord. And Father, we will take a good bold step that all the programs that we have this week, Father, we will attend them faithfully in Jesus' name. The comfort that we are having this week, O Lord, Father, we make ourselves to be available in the name of Jesus. We will start preparing for me from this moment in the name of Jesus. And every moment of our life, we will have ready today how people have given their life unto you. Prophet Daniel, he knows you very well. He knows who he believeth. He knows who he is serving. That when the enemy tried to strike, by saying he should not obey you, he should not serve you, he should not live by your word, he refused to do that. And Father, you showed yourself unto him, that even when they are to punish him, you said you are God, and you showed him that you are God, that you are great. That greatness we continue to remind ourselves of every day of this week in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy, because we heard the Lord. We give you all glory and adoration. Baba, this week, O God, Father, give all the grace to serve you every moment of this week in the name of Jesus. We will live within your promise and within your will in the name of Jesus. Baba, we shall be obedient unto you. Thank you, Daddy, because you've heard the Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.